Welcome to the Everyman News Network, where three regular-ass guys explain how news affects our lives and the lives of other regular-ass people. I'm your host, Brandon, a regular-ass real estate agent. As always, I'm joined by Brett, a regular-ass grant writer, and Petey, a regular-ass exterminator. Brett, what's in the news today?
All right, so the election is upon us. It is 1 week from today. This will be our last show before the election. So we are just going to talk about where things currently stand. And then we'll come back to y'all next Wednesday, hopefully when the election is over, although that may not be the case at all. But first, as always, we've got three news stories. Two of them are fake and one of them is real. And Petey is going to guess which one is real.
Okay.
All right. This week, Trump said that news outlets reporting on COVID-19 should be a violation of election law. At a rally, he said, quote, "You turn on CNN, that's all they cover. COVID, COVID, pandemic, COVID, 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 COVID. They're trying to talk people out of voting. People aren't buying it, you dumb bastards."
All right.
All right, number two. 33 million Americans have already voted early in advance of the election next Tuesday. That makes up one-third of the total electorate in 2016.
That doesn't seem right to me.
And number three, Lindsey Graham has continued to complain about being outraised by his Senate opponent, Jamie Harrison, even mentioning it again last night on Sean Hannity when talking about the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Jamie Harrison, who has been quick to poke fun at Graham's plot, controversially retorted today, quote, "Maybe he can get some money from one of his boyfriends."
Jesus.
I hope that one's true.
I can't see Jamie Harrison doing that, but I don't know him that well.
I don't know him that well either. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was on a conference call with him on Friday.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Well.
Yeah.
Want to share?
So I know him, and I know the answer to this. I know him so well.
Damn.
He said it on the call.
All right, well, I'm gonna go with that one. That one's true then.
No, that is not
true. Damn it.
You got tricked pretty easily.
Yeah, well, the electoral, the 33,000.
33 million.
I thought that seemed really too low for to be a third, but 33 million makes more sense.
Okay, well, so the Lindsey Graham one is fake.
Yeah.
But how about between these last two? Do you think Trump really said that, or do you think that 33 million Americans have voted, which is one-third of the total people that voted in 2016?
Jeez, you get me with these numbers ones, and they're hard. I'm okay. Number the 33 million is true.
That's wrong too. Yes. It's actually a lot. It's actually more than that. 69 million people have voted, which is half of the total people that voted in 2016.
Wow!
I was
nice.
I was stunned by that.
Fantastic.
So, I think that is very good news.
That's, I think that's a fantastic sign.
Yeah.
And yes, of course, Trump did say that verbatim.
That's amazing.
Called CNN. Called CNN dumb bastards. And if you hear the recording of the rally, I have never heard a crowd erupt louder than when he called CNN dumb bastards.
Makes sense.
I mean, it was like fucking LSU scoring a touchdown over Bama in the Bayou or something. It was just measured on the Richter scale, probably. I think that was in Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. Jeez. All right, so I guess we're just talking about the current state of the election. So 538 has got Joe Biden currently at an 88% favorite. Trump only has a 12% chance to win, according to 538. How do y'all feel about that number? Does it seem right?
No, I mean, we live.
I certainly want it to be.
Yeah, I want it to be, but we live in a red state, so things here skew right. So you would think, you know, just living in the world outside of my home, you would think that it's kind of like 50-50. But,
okay, well, let's start there. So what are y'all seeing? Y'all are both in Charleston.
I mean, I see Trump Pence everywhere, but I also see a lot of Biden Harris.
I think that's what's shocking. I do see a ton of Biden Harris or even the local Democrat signs.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it will be neighbors and they will have the signs facing at each other as some sort of a duel.
Right.
That's really interesting. That's really cool. And y'all are in the most, I would say, the most progressive part of South Carolina. I mean, Winton, that's not really debatable, is it? In Charleston. Obviously, if you lived in the smack middle of downtown Charleston, you might be more progressive, but just in general.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Greenville might be a close second, but I haven't spent a lot of time there in recent years.
I don't know about that. But yeah, so you're seeing so you're basically seeing 50-50. That is really interesting. I mean, Trump's going to win South Carolina unless we're getting into real landslide. But that does speak for Jamie Harrison, probably.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be. He could pull that one off, which seems incredible.
That would be that'd be a real, because I don't like our votes. Don't really care as far as Trump goes. It matters as far as. If we can get Lindsey Graham out of office, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that's our.
But no matter what, no matter what we do, Trump's winning South Carolina, so it's just the way it is. But
so I'm looking right now at 538. 538 is giving Jamie Harrison a 21% chance to win.
Wow,
which sounds pretty accurate for South Carolina.
I think that's about right. Yeah, I mean when you see. And obviously 538, they look at all of the polls and kind of just mesh them all together. And then they also weigh just past elections. You know, even though the polls are basically have Harrison and Graham neck and neck, 538 is going to factor, well, this is South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So that I think that's why we're getting an only 21% chance, despite – pretty, I mean, I'm looking at just several polls right now. Graham's up 9 in this one, but that's an outlier.
I see. I mean, I get why. I understand, like, Charleston, you see a lot more Jamie Harrison stuff here, but I don't think that's the case in the rest of the state. I'd be surprised if, I mean, Charleston's probably it's really his, you know, main focal point.
South Carolina is unique. So basically, just throughout America, it's rural versus urban. It's really not a. It gets made out to be a North versus South or a regional type thing with Democrats and Republicans, but It's honestly, it's just rural versus urban. And when a state goes blue, it's just because the urban population is larger than the rural. You know,
right?
Rural people in California vote Republican.
Yeah.
Just like rural people in South Carolina are. But South Carolina is unique in that there are huge rural areas that are like all black, like Clarendon County, Williamsburg County, Fairfield County. There's these large rural areas that are going to go Democrat by a lot. And that's pretty damn unique. So I guess if we're talking about just pure odds of going for the Democrat, I don't know, that maybe Charleston isn't the most likely area. And it's probably some small farming town in Fairfield County, but
that's not, I mean, that's not a lot of votes, really.
Of course, yeah. Go ahead, Silver.
So, yeah, I do think Lindsay pulls it out just because we are South Carolina, but I do think it's going to be close. And you can tell he's scared.
Yeah.
He is absolutely scared to death.
And he's never been scared before, I don't think. I don't think it's ever been close before.
No. He's never been challenged before. So, I mean, this is good, just at least put some pressure on his ass. But in order to win, I mean, inevitably, there's going to have to be some Trump voters that split their ticket. And I don't know how you vote for Trump and then you vote for Jamie Harrison. I don't see who those people are.
The only hope is that they leave that one blank because they don't like Lindsey Graham, which I don't see them doing that either. But that's your only hope.
I think if you like Trump, I don't know how you don't like Lindsey Graham.
Well, Tucker Carlson got after Lindsey pretty hard and said he wasn't even a Republican about a month ago when the Bob Woodward story came out. Because Lindsey had encouraged Trump to take that interview with Bob Woodward. And then there's a Constitution Party candidate. Do y'all know about that guy?
No, never heard of that.
He's dropped out of the race, but his name is still on the ballot, which is weird. I guess just he dropped out after they finalized the ballots or something. But the South Carolina Democrat Party is actually sending out a ton of ads in favor of that guy. Which is pretty damn brilliant.
That's good. Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to take that, and it's going to take, people splitting their ticket, and then, like Silver said, people just only doing Trump and then leaving it blank.
Because I know Lindsey has come out on a couple of occasions, specifically pre-2016 election, come out against Trump. So
he did say a lot of shit about him before he became the nominee.
Yeah, and he's come out and just different here and there, but I just don't see that.
He immediately backtracks on it, though.
Exactly. I don't think that means a whole lot, but if there was a candidate who you wouldn't vote for as a Trumper that's Republican, he would be higher up on the list, I would think.
Yeah, he'd be higher than some for damn sure. Have y'all seen any ads of, I don't know why they haven't done this, and maybe they have, but I would run ads all the time where Lindsey was talking bad about Trump, because he used to talk bad about him every day.
Yeah.
Back when he said, if we nominate Trump, we'll get destroyed in November and we'll deserve it.
I have seen some stuff like that where it's kind of more so with what Lindsey had to say about the Supreme Court nominee. Where before he said, you can hold me at my word or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen that ad run a couple times. And some of the stuff, I would definitely have hit more of the stuff he said against Trump more. But
yeah. So, yeah, like we said, Lindsey Graham, Jamie Harrison, 21% chance to win there. And 538 is giving Trump a 91% chance to win South Carolina, Biden a 9.
That makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody ever thought that that was even in question, that Trump would win South Carolina?
No, but I'll tell you what's surprising, and this shows how bad Trump is off here. I'm looking at this 538. I described it one time before. They've got a list of states, and they order them from most likely to go Democrat to least likely, and then, you know, vice versa. Of the states that are predicted to go Republican, Ohio is the least likely to go Republican. Texas is the next least likely. And then Arkansas, Montana, and then South Carolina. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There's 17 states that are more likely to go for Trump than South Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So South Carolina's getting, you know, it's just close to being a competitive state, maybe, I don't know, in 20 years or something.
Well, we're growing, the population in Charleston is continuing to grow exponentially over the last few years. And it'll, I mean, showing no signs of slowing down.
Yeah. Yep,
a lot of transplants from up north.
Yeah.
Where you're more likely to have someone left leaning.
Yeah. Greenville's doing the same thing. It's growing a ton. So, yeah. When we're seeing a weird, just in general, we're seeing a weird shift to where, like, some of the Sun Belt is becoming more of a chance of going Democrat than, like the upper Midwest that Trump surprisingly won last time, which is what gave him the election, you know, when he won Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Now, North Carolina, Florida, and Georgia are all projected to go for Biden, and Ohio isn't. Ohio is still projected to go for Trump. That's a shocker, if you know, comparing it to 8 years ago or something. Like, I think Obama won Ohio both times and probably lost Georgia by a good bit both times. He won North Carolina one time, lost it the other time. But, you know, the fact that Ohio is a safer Trump get than Georgia.
I wonder what the reason is.
It makes no sense to me.
It's what we just described with South Carolina. I mean, Atlanta is growing and it's very progressive. And North Carolina, I would say the same thing's happening. And it's basically, you know, what you said, people are moving to Charleston. People are moving to Atlanta. People are moving to Greenville. People are moving to Raleigh and Charlotte. Nobody's moving to fucking Ohio.
That's true. Yeah. You know? It's going to be, like, you got to be a diehard Ohioan diehard Ohio fan. I don't, what's he, let's just go through Cleveland, Columbus,
Cincinnati.
Dayton. Oh my gosh!
I mean, they got some big cities. You would think,
yeah, those are probably all Democrat. But Ohio is like basically the South outside of those cities. I mean, it borders Kentucky. You know, the rural areas. It's a bunch of people that deer hunt and, you know, do shit like Southerners do. You know, I mean, that just demographically, Ohio is closer to like Kentucky than Georgia is, probably, you know, when you factor in how big Atlanta is. Certainly North Carolina is more liberal. North Carolina is a 63% chance to go to Biden.
And these polls, I don't recall what they were with Hillary, but I feel like they've been pretty solid, basically blowouts for Biden for quite some time now, which gives me hope. All the early voting numbers and the turnout gives me hope. I'm just kind of ready to see it for myself because, like we've discussed, it can't be close, not with the Supreme Court the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a ton of cases going on right now, and the Supreme Court's got a few than all these federal courts. There's just a shit ton. There's too many to even talk about, but there's just a shit ton of stuff going on. We did get a win in Pennsylvania. I think the Supreme Court did rule that mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day, as long as they were postmarked prior to Election Day, they could be counted. The Democrat or the Republicans are obviously trying to stop anything from more votes being counted. This would be no different.
Right.
So that was a good win for us. But basically, all these cases are going to boil down to the Democrats are wanting the thing that will lead to more votes being counted to happen, and the Republicans are wanting less. I mean, Trump, you know, he'll say the loud part, he'll say the quiet part out loud a lot. A few months ago, he just directly said about some case, you know, if this case is upheld, then it'll allow voting numbers so large that a Republican will never get elected in this country again. He's just directly saying that the more people that vote, the worse it is for Republicans.
Which is true.
Yep. Yeah. But which also would represent more of the population accurately. So yeah,
democracy.
Yeah.
which is weird that we have the only thing, I don't know, we're hoping to flip, what is it, the Senate?
Yeah.
But outside of that, just to bring it back to the Supreme Court being so conservative and not being representative of the population of the United States, I just can't wrap my head around how we've allowed this to happen. And how it just seems like Democrats only care about the presidency, mm-hmm. whereas Republicans are willing to do whatever they have to do, lie, cheat, and steal to get all the power, even if they don't win the presidency.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of you're characterizing it perfectly. Like I said before, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line. You know, you're not going to have a big contingency of Republicans like, oh, he's not conservative enough for my values, I'm not voting for him. You know, they vote for whoever the fucking candidate is. They don't bitch about it.
Right.
Whereas, you know, we've got thousands of these stupid Bernie supporters that just, Joe Biden's not progressive enough. He's the same as Donald Trump. Hillary is the same as Donald Trump. Like, how differently would our life be if Hillary was in there instead of Donald Trump?
But those people they don't see nuance. They see either you're Jesus or the devil. And if you're not Jesus, everybody else is the devil.
Yeah.
And it's like the candidate has to be specifically appealing to me, myself, individually.
Yeah,
for me to want to vote for
him. He's got to be 100% perfect. Which
it's an insane level of like selfishness and ego to think that you matter that much that someone has to come appeal to you.
Right.
I mean, who the fuck are you? You're not special. You're one of 350 million people in this country.
Exactly. Oh, I know what I wanted to bring up. Yeah. Especially now that you live in Georgia. The Georgia Senate race, where Joe Lieberman's kid will not drop out. Mm. I don't know how.
I also would never hear that name again, honestly.
I know. Matt Lieberman. So it's basically a race between Raphael Warnock and Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I didn't know he was in there. There's like 19 people in that race.
Yeah, and so apparently he's the next Democrat with the most percentage, which is only like 2%, but it could make the difference between there being a runoff or not.
Yeah.
And he is just refusing to drop out and like just going at people on Twitter just about it. And
based on what? Like, what's his reasoning that he's like...
I'm not even entirely sure. He just thinks it's his right to run is the best I can figure. He went at Obama for endorsing for who is leading by a mile.
Yeah.
And he acted like that was the wrong thing to do. I don't understand. He says he's fed up, and so he's running for the rest of the fed up citizens of Georgia, and he's just getting ratioed on Twitter.
I mean, yeah, this is the first I'm hearing about that. I'd love to know if he's like a super progressive and he's trying to make that bullshit case, you know, that Warnock or, you know, or whoever it may be is not progressive enough. He's the same as, but like in this, Kelly Loeffler is a fucking loon. She's a QAnon supporter.
Yes. So like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to knock it out of the park with our candidate here. We don't have to have the perfect fucking candidate. Let's just get a non-QAnon supporter in there, and that'll be good.
Exactly. And I think because I mean, for those who don't know, Joe Lieberman basically did his best to ruin the Democratic Party from the inside.
Yeah, yeah. He was one of the people who tried to fuck up Obamacare.
And I'm trying to find, I feel like I saw something today that said Matt Lieberman, his kid, who's causing all these problems. And he's a grown man. He's like 50, whatever. Because Joe Lieberman was 90 for about 90 years. But his kid, I think, held a fundraising dinner for Lindsey Graham. So, which is an interesting choice as a Dem to do that. But yeah, here's one of his tweets. We Democrats must be about giving the people the right to choose who will lead them and not limiting that choice before they even have a chance to vote. It's one of his, and then he's going after Warnock for using race to divide Georgians.
Okay, so he's probably not, he's probably like not super progressive. He's not like a Bernie guy then, I'm guessing. He's probably
no,
like
it doesn't sound like it.
No, that's the first reply I see is someone just saying, just call yourself a Republican, man. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, this is a big deal. People are tweeting at him because it's not just Georgia he's potentially affecting here. Obviously, it's the whole country.
Yeah.
And Loeffler's own WNBA team she owns hates her. That's
oh my god, yes. Yeah,
isn't she the securities fraud lady too?
Oh, I don't know.
Is she doing insider trading? I'm gonna look that up before I get sued by our listener.
I know that one of the main commercial for her I keep seeing is Herschel Walker.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What does he have to do with anything?
He's just you know, he's just on these commercials talking about his friend Kelly Loeffler.
Of course. His friend Kelly Loeffler.
Raphael Warnock, all of his ads is like a picture of Obama, which is good. That's what I would do too.
That's right. Okay. She was she sold stock in companies vulnerable to the COVID-19 pandemic between January 24th and February 14th.
That's what fucking
there was. Go ahead. I think you're going to say what I was going to say. Okay.
Man, it was so good that he disappeared. He had to go investigate.
I got a phone call. The Democrat targeting the guy that's running against John Ossoff in the other Senate race, that's what they've been saying about him, is that he was saying to the public, hey, the virus ain't that bad, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, he's buying up all of these companies that make ventilators and masks and stuff.
Right.
Apparently that's going around there in Georgia.
Well, there was some investigation, like some committee that was put together right when COVID was hitting them, you know, and they were all investigated them because they were sort of buying stocks and all these companies that were doing stuff like that. I can't remember who was any names, but that's been, you know, back in June or something like that when that was going on. But
So yeah, there's a lot of action over there in Georgia as well. But Joe Lieberman just keeps coming for us. Sending his kids after us now.
You know who I thought about today?
Oh God,
Strom Thurmond.
Oh
yeah. Brett and I had a teacher in Landrum that was, I guess she was his
really
aide or something. Remember that? Or was it?
Oh shit, was she
Miss Coburn?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like he would give her like candy out of his pocket all the time, and people told her not to eat it.
Coburn,
it had been
damn,
there for like
decades.
She was like
the nicest teacher we had.
Yeah, and we gave her hell because so we were throwing paintballs at the walls.
I used to feel very guilty about doing that.
For the audience, I will point out that Petey said that this was Strom's aide, so you can bet she was white. He would have said slave. Not white. So, just a clarification on that one.
I can't remember what she taught.
No,
was it government?
No,
it
was not.
God.
Yeah,
that would have been terrible.
We spent 8 weeks of the semester on segregation.
Candy. Was he giving her Werther's original?
She taught
Jolly Rancher.
She taught geography.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Was it geography?
But so what I've been seeing around Atlanta, like I've said, it's Biden flags and yard signs just absolutely everywhere. I mean, it's like every house has them. I have seen a total of, I think, 5 Trump signs in the city, which I was shocked to even see those. And then, of course, when I leave the city to go fish or something, then I'll see Confederate flags and shit. So it changes quickly. But, yeah, in the city of Atlanta, there was a lot of people early voting the day I went to early vote. I think Georgia's in play. For sure. And like I said, 538's got Georgia 51% for Biden. Yeah, and you.
I never thought I'd see the day.
but, yeah, I mean, it's possible. If Biden wins Georgia, it's a fucking wrap. I mean, it's over. Not because Georgia matters that much, but just because if you're winning Georgia, you're winning in a lot of fucking places.
Yeah. Places you would, like,
yeah,
as a Democrat, so, you wouldn't win normally.
Yeah, that's where we're at. I guess we talked about Senate races the whole time, which I guess is good to diversify. But should we close out just saying about the presidential election what our predictions are. All right. Petey, let's
do
it.
Well, I think Biden is going to win.
Yeah.
But I also thought Hillary was going to win. So I just think there's a lot of people that have come to realize that we can't keep going down this road for another 4 years. They don't live in the state, most of them, but
yeah,
so, that's all right. Hopefully they live in swing states.
Yes. Yeah. So I do think Biden wins, but it might be closer than we really anticipated.
Silvers.
I'm thinking that, feeling pretty good. I'm going to try to be optimistic. I think it's a pretty decent blowout. I don't think we have to go to the Supreme Court. I think that he does pull all the states he needs to and gives us at least one surprise red state flipping.
So you're going to have the most optimistic prediction. I do think Biden wins. I am afraid it's going to be closer. Like, I don't think he's going to win like every state that 538's got him favored in. I'm going to still probably predict Trump in Georgia. I'm going to predict. I might even predict Florida going for Trump. But really, the only thing that Biden has to do, you can keep the map exactly the same as 2016, and Biden just needs to flip Pennsylvania, his home state, Michigan, where he's like a 90%+ chance to win, and Wisconsin, where he's like close to 90%, and where it was thought to be such a shoe-in for Hillary that she never even stepped foot in the fucking state. So I think he definitely flips those. Those all have Democrat governors as well, so that reduces the chances that Trump can pull some fuckery and cheat there. And just Trump winning those states last time was just, I think, very, very, very flukish. Like I said, the Democrats spent no time campaigning there. He won them all by like 10,000 votes. They were all just razor thin. So I think we win those three states, and I think Biden wins. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, just because I think he's still going to have good turnout of his voters in like Florida, in the South, you know, Florida, Georgia, maybe even, he might even win North Carolina. But the thing is, he can still win all of those states, and Biden still is going to be fine. So yeah.
Which is great news. Either way, so long as any of us are right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think basically
I'll take it.
I think Trump's supporters are still 1,000,000,000% in his corner, and they're probably even more fired up to vote for him with all the, you know, just widespread hatred of him now. You know, it's become even more prevalent over these last 4 years of him fucking the country up. I think a lot of these people are just simply motivated by, I want to piss the libs off. And I think they're still going to show up and show out. But the people in the swing states that went for Trump last time, I think there's a lot of centrists that last time said, fuck it, I'll give Trump a shot. And Trump was speaking when he talked about coal mining and manufacturing and stuff. But they've seen Trump hasn't benefited that shit at all, really. And Trump hasn't done anything to help their situation. So I think these people are truly swing voters, and that their minds can be changed. And if you're that person, how are you going to vote for Trump again? You know, based on the evidence. So.
Yes. Not to mention the Democratic voters who stayed home.
Surely to God learned their lesson. So.
Yeah. One would hope.
So we're all predicting a Biden victory, and one of us is predicting a Biden blowout.